Elishu, Chelek Beis, Tav Reish Samech Zayin. The ninth chapter is entitled Dargas Neichach, the level, the rung, the step called in front of, in the presence. Pa'amayim anu metzim b'tera, shechayei adam matilim dinim arachirim. We find it twice in the Torah that a person's life imposes certain obligations on others. Aleph, minayin lepikuach nefesh shedoiches ha-shabas. Pikuach nefesh supersedes Shabbos. One has to, if necessary, desecrate Shabbos in order to save a life. Omar Rav Yehuda v'chay bohem, and the drash is v'lo yishiyamus bohem from Yom Adaf Behei. In the second case, Omar Rabbi Yochanan ma'ikra v'nas elachas horim mo'el v'chay, talking about somebody who killed b'sheigeg, he has to escape to one of the cities of refuge. What is the meaning? Avid le midi detehaveli chayusa. V'chai, that word, the drasha is, do something that will provide him with life. Tana, talmide shegala megalin raboy imoy, shenema v'chai. Avid le midi shetehave le chayuso. If a talmid has to go to Ir HaMiklat for having killed b'shegeg, so his teacher has to go with him, because of this drasha of v'chai, you have to do something that provides him with life. From Makos Daf Yud. Al pasuk v'chei ochicha imach in Parshas Behar, your brother should live with you. Yeshnan shetei drashis bechazal u'shten lehalacha. Two opinions in Chazal, both lehalacha. So we quote in from Bava Metzia, Daf Samech Aleph, Samech Beis. Omar Rabbi Elazar ribis ketzutza yoytzea bedayanin. His opinion is that if it's stipulated ribis, if it is clear cut, I'll lend you 100 in order to get 120 back, then the court can extract it. It can take that money away from the lender. Rabbi Yochanan Omar afilu ribis ketzutza eina yitzah b'dayanin. He disagrees. Even if it's mamash ribis ketzutza, the worst form, the judges cannot take it. Omar Nachman b'Yitzchak, ma'itama de Rabbi Elazar. What is his reasoning? The makar vechei ochicha imach. That same pasuk. Your brother should live with you. Ahadarli, return the money to him kehechei denechei, so he can live. So the court is given the authority to return the money to the borrower. V'Rabbi Yochanan, hay v'cheichich imach, my avid lay. So what does Rabbi Yochanan do with this drosha that your brother should live with you? Mi boy lay kid tanya. He needs it for the following drosha, a different context. Shnayim sheyum elchin baderech, two travelers, uviyad echad men kitoin shelamayim. One of them owns a container, a flask of water. Im sheisin shenehem meisim. If they share it, they will die. There's not enough water. Im sheisechad magia leyishuv. If one will drink the water, there's just enough water for him to make it to a place of habitation. The other one will die. The Rash ben Petera mutav sheishtu shenehem v'yamusu v'alirei echad mehem b'misasa shel haviroi. His opinion is better that they should share the money and share the water and both die, rather than the one seeing the other one die. Ad shebar Rabbi Akiva v'limed, and this is what Rabbi Yochanan uses the phrase for, v'chei ochicha imach. Rabbi Akiva taught, no, chayecha kidamin lechayecha vercha. Your life takes precedence, and therefore the person owning the water, he must drink the water, he permitted to drink the water. L'das Rabbi Elazar, gam kan, chayei adam sheshilem ribis, matilim chiyuv al malve shelokach ribis. The life of that person who paid ribis, the borrower, casts an obligation on the lender who took the ribis. There's a certain obligation over here. So here too, as in the first two examples at the beginning of the page, Hatzad hashave b'shlosha inyanim eluhu. So the common denominator in these three issues is ki ma shekasu b'Torah v'chai matil chiyuvim al azulas. When it says that he should live, it imposes obligation on me. From his drasha, we learn another concept relevant to us. The one owning the flask of water has to share it with his fellow. Even though they won't reach the place of habitation, so that they shouldn't see the death of the other. This is how far a person's obligations and responsibilities for his fellow's life goes. Shu chayav levater al chayav, according to Ben Peter, has to give up his life, rak kedei shelo yireh b'misa shel chavero. Of course, he's not causing the death. Just so he shouldn't see his fellow dying. Ulam de'azo hina lehalacha. This opinion is not lehalacha. Ki Rabbi Akiva lemed v'chei ochicha imach chayecha kidmin. He taught that your life takes precedence, that's halacha. Ach gam Rabbi Akiva yodeh. This is an interesting application. Even Rabbi Akiva will concede Sheima kitoin maim sheyach li shneihem, that if the flask belongs to both of them jointly, shneim tzechem lishtos kol echad chatzi kitoin v'mut shneim. That under those conditions they have to share the water, even though both will die. In brackets, ayin be'orach chayim tav pei beis b'sha'arei teshuva, shechoker bo'is tziu b'mitzvah. He applies this discussion, the Gemara, to a slightly different situation to do with the mitzvah. Kegoin shneim nimtzeim b'midbar, v'yesh lehem rak kezayis achas shel maror. They're both somewhere in the wilderness. They only have one kezayis of maror. So only one person can fulfill the mitzvah. Umevi, his conclusion is, shemutal apil goyral miyochlinu. He says that it's permitted then to cast lots to see who's going to get the mitzvah. Ve'tzarich iyun in gamba sugya debav metziah mutar b'zeh. Tzarich iyun, whether in bav metziah, it has to do with saving one of them, dying one of them, whether it's permitted for them to cast lots. End of brackets. Ulam, lulei devar Rabbi Akiva, if not for the words of Rabbi Akiva, hayu bemes shnem tzachem lishtois, kedei shelo yireh echad bemisasei shel chaveroi. Both would have had to share the water so that one should not see the other one dying. What do we get out of this lengthy introduction? Harei v'chai shel chaveri hu chiyuv sheli. My fellow's life is my obligation. Ani shutaf b'chim sheli. In different words, I am a partner in his life. And this extends to every other Jew. Aleinu litroyach loredes imkoh shel das ha-tora b'zeh. We need to put effort here to plumb the depth of das ha-tora in this subject. Why is it that an individual has to give his ruchanius, and according to Ben Torah, even his actual life? For example, like we said, pikuach nefesh, why must I sacrifice my ruchanius of Shabbos for his life? If I'm the Rebbe, why must I give up my spiritual growth in order to give him life and to teach him in Yer Miklat? That is the question. V'naschil v'neimar. We begin with the following point. I made a note for myself that the author made the same point above on page Tav Reish Nun Dalet, not so long ago. The point is, L'shen HaKodesh yasafa yechida bo'ilam, shetevas chayim y'lishon rabim. It's a fascinating insight that in L'shen HaKodesh, chayim is in the plural, life. In English, certainly, we don't say lives. We say life. V'lo'i rabim stam ela tzura azugis. It's not stam the plural form, but it's a peculiar binary form. Hashmura ledvarim hamufim rak bezug. It's that binary form is reserved in Lashon HaKodesh for things that come in pairs. Einayim, eyes. Oznayim, ears. Raglayim. These things come in pairs. And chayim is given that form, not just the simple plural, like we'd say in English, news. Or physics, these are nouns that have the plural ending, even though we use them as singular, but they don't have this peculiar binary form. Zeis Emeris, what this expresses is milas chayim atzma mevates shelechayim shayachim shnayim. The very word expresses the idea that you need at least two for life. Lo yitachen chayim bivdidus mukhletes. The Torah is telling us that it's not possible to have life with total isolation. Chayim imetzius zugis. Life is a reality of plurality. Al derech zoi imetzin b'chazal. It's in this vein that we find a statement in Chazal, Bereshis Rabba Perek Yud Zayin, al mi she'ein lo isha she'sheri af b'loi chayim. Chazal, they say, if a person is not married, he has no life. Kasher choyne ha-me'agel kam acharei shena shel 70 shana, Chazal tell us in Ta'anis Daf Chav Gimel, he awoke after this rather lengthy slumber, הלך לביסוי מצא שם נחדוי. He went back to his home, he found his grandson. אמר לו שהוא חוני המעגל ולא ימינוי. He told him, I'm חוני המעגל. Grandson didn't believe it. הלך לביס המדרש, then he went to ביס המדרש, שמעינו לרבנון דקאמרי, the scholar there saying, נהירין שמעתסין כבישני חוני המעגל. The sugi is as clear as in the years of חוני המעגל. דכי הווי איל לבי מדרשה. In those days when חוני המעגל went into the ביס המדרש, כל קושייה דהבו לו לרבנן הווה מפרש לו. Whatever question they had, he would resolve. אומר לו, אנא ניהו. He said, I am חוני המעגל. לא האמינוהו. They didn't believe him. ולא יעבדה ליקור כדבוי לי. They didn't honor him as was fitting and appropriate. כל השדעת, he suffered depression. This really gave him a sense of despondency. בוי רחמי ומיס. He davened to die and he died. Rova said, this is an illustration of the aphorism, either companionship or death. Tanis daf chav gimel. Harei hikiru beves midrash sheze adam gadol mochuniyah me'agel. So presumably, this Gemara is teaching that in the Beis Midrash they could recognize that this person standing in front of them was a great person. Achlo zihu, so they didn't identify him as mochuniyah me'agel, ki lo yaminu shehu. They didn't believe that it was him. He found himself detached, separated from any friend, any colleague in the world. A person can only live in his own generation. The fundamental idea in the sugya is companionship is part of life. Rav makes the same statement in the context of Yoiv, Bava Basa, Daftes Zayin. He said, either you have friends like the friends of Yoiv or death. He asked the following question. If you read the first chapter of Yoiv, HaKadosh Baruch said to the Satan, you can do whatever you wish to him, but don't take his life. And then the Satan takes just about everything from him. Banav, Benesav, Kol Rechushoi, his sons, his daughters, his entire estate, all his possessions. Why didn't you take his chavirim? It seems that the Torah is teaching us over here that friends go into the category of what Hashem said to the Satan. You must preserve his soul. That I don't allow you to touch. Shehem sheichim le'etzem adam. His companions, his friends, are part of his identity. V'zeu. This is what Rava meant. Oy chaveri kechaveri de yoiv oy misusa. Either friends like those of yoiv or death. Soyid ha'chayim ha'ele, the profound idea behind this life. Shehem ha'chayim shatora mechaven. Once again, this is the higher grade of life that the Torah directs us towards. Hu b'mila achas noichach. In one word, it means noichach. Again, in front of, in the presence of. Noichach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have this concept of being in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shivchi kamayim libeich noichach b'nei Hashem. The pasuk in Eicha, Perek Beis. Pour out your heart like water in front of Hashem's presence. Zeu rekesh dak v'adin balev. This expresses a very subtle sensation in the heart. Bish'as ratzoi niftach alev rekesh zeh. At opportune times, at times of goodwill, the heart can open to this sensation. It's only in those few moments here and there, a person can grasp the deep significance of the fact that life is this idea of noichach in the presence of Hashem. Ata, you, beloved reader, altis ametz imtzei sevara lamazekach. Don't trouble yourself to find some svara for this. Imtiz ketavin. If you get there, you'll understand. Hu asher amru, in the same vein, Chazal teaching Sanhedrin daf chaf beis, hamispalele tzarech shirei atzmo kilo shechina kenegdoi. The person davening needs to see himself as if he's standing in front of the shechina. The shechina, the one person is in front of him. Shenemar pasuk in tehilim, shivisi Hashem lenegdi tomid. I place Hashem before me all, constantly. Vezeu hasayif harishon b'shulchan aruch. We've quoted it many times in Alei Shur. The first section in Shulchan Aruch, Shivisi Hashem lenegdi tomid, I place Hashem before me constantly, hu klal gadoil batira uvmalis tzadikim ha'erichim lifnei Elokim. It's the fundamental principle in Torah, and the levels of tzadikim walk before Hashem. Ki ein yeshivas adam tenasev asaka v'hu levado beveisei. The way a person behaves when he's alone at home, the way he sits, the way he gestures, the way he eats, is not the same ki shivasei tenasev asaka v'hu lifnei melech gadol. It's not the same that he would behave sitting in front of a great king, or even in the boardroom. We dress differently, we sit differently, we speak differently, etc. Ulay yishnal mavegois baze. There might be different levels over here. Shabbat tefila medabrim mamash panim befanim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When it comes to tefila, it's the closest, that's literally in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uvi shiavasoi, tenuasoi v'asakav, yodea olech lifnei Elokim ki eino levadoi. Whereas, when he's doing other things, this person, the tzaddik who's walking before Hashem, knows that he's not alone. So it's not quite the same intensity. Ach tzuras ha-devarimu, but nonetheless, even though the levels, the idea is clear. Tachlis ha-tiroi le'amid ha-sadam noichach b'nei Hashem. The purpose of the Torah is to place a person in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's countenance, v'heim hem chayat Torah. This is Torah life. לא בכל תפילה מצליחים להגיע למצב זה. Needless to say, we don't accomplish this in every תפילה. Speaking for myself. ולא בכל דרך שאדם ילך בה, מלווה יש הרגשה דקה כי לפני אלוקים הולך. And not wherever we walk, it's not every time we're on our way to the post office that we're accompanied by the subtle sensation that I'm walking before הקדוש ברוך הוא. אך לפעמים, but once in a while, באמצע הליך עשוי ברחוב סוען, in the midst of walking in a busy street, הוא עלול להגיש, the person might feel, הנה, בורא העולם חכם הרזים נמצא כאן. The creator of the universe is here. והוא המחייס כל הנעשה ברחוב הזה. He is the one sustaining everything happening in this busy environment. והוא מלווה אותי, he's accompanying me. וברקעים כאלה הוא חי. In those moments, the person truly lives on the highest possible level. במצווה מלומדה אין חייס כזה. In mechanical mitzvah, there's certainly no such vitality, no such life. גם כוונה בתפילה עדיין אינה בהכרח מצב נכר. Even if a person's כוונה in תפילה, he's not, his mind's not wandering, he has כוונה, it's not necessarily a situation of נכח. אין לאל ידינו להדריך ליצחק רחביב. It's not within my capacity, he says, to guide you. כיצד מגיעים לזה? How to reach it? אשר על כן מערכה זו בסוף הספר. That's why this set of essays comes at the end of the volume. ומי שהלך איתנו בכל מערכו יצא הספר, the person who's walked with us all along, throughout all the essays in the book, ואף הסלמד בהם במעשה, and those who practiced and lived through the issues, זוהי הבחינה. כי אמנם ירד לעמקה של העבידה והלך ישר בהבנה סדובים. Here will be the test as to whether he plumbed the depth of the עבידה and took a straight path in understanding. הוא ירד כאן לעמקה של הדברים וידע יסע של לפנות. Such a person will be able to penetrate the depth of these matters and know what's in front of him, know what to do and how to identify it. וכמוי בין אדם למקוים כך בין אדם לחביר רואי. So far we said Noichach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in the same vein, there's also Noichach between people. Gam Sham Yeshna Gisha Noichach Pnei Chevra. There's a whole approach to life which is to be in front of the other person. Example, Nivgashim Makir Barachov. You come across an acquaintance. Neisnim Lo Shalem V'Shalem HaShlomcha. Of course, hello, how are you? ולא יראו כי פניו מקומטים מרוב דאגויס. Okay, how are you? I'm fine. Thanks. How are you? But the one that doesn't see that his face is wrinkled with worry. אז לא יראו נכוחה. Then the person hasn't seen in front of him. It's not נכח. הערכנו במערך הסייעו. When you did מערך הסייעו in פרק וו, we elaborated. בעזרוי שר רבויס בתורה למצבים שעלולים להישמת ולהסעלם. We saw many times where the Torah says ויורסה. It warns us, don't pretend, don't slip away, don't turn your face the other way, כאילו לא רואה, as if you didn't see, או כאילו לא טובה הסכוונו, we spoke about giving advice, as if the person intended to give good advice, אשר על מצבים, אלה אמרה תורה ויורסה. In those situations, the Torah says again and again, ויורסה מפני השם ולקחה, because he sees, Rashi that explains, in all these cases, הקדוש ברוך הוא knows in the heart, did you really see the old person or did you not see him? Did you really mean to give correct advice or not? That was in the context of יראה. כאן מקבלים עניינים אלה אור חדש. These same issues take on a completely new appearance מצד החיים עצמם, from the perspective now not of יראה, the perspective of life itself. כי המסעלה והמשתמט הזה, this person who avoids seeing, he doesn't see it. I'm not talking literally over here. He avoids and he turns his gaze and he ignores. אינו חי נוכח פני חברו. This person is refusing to live in front of the other. וממילא אינו דרגס נויכח. He doesn't have, he hasn't achieved this level of נויכח. רחיקו מחיי תורה. He is distant from חיי תורה. חויני המאגן נכנס לבית המדרש. He entered the בית המדרש ורבנן שם הכירו שאדם גדול. They recognize that this is a great person. שיהיה להם אשמה. תסע כמו חויני המאגל בשעתו. He could clarify the sugyos for them like חויני המאגל. אך לא האמינו שהוא, but just refused to believe that this person is the same one who lived two generations back. לא יזיהו או יישא, they didn't identify him. ומזה חלשה דעתו, that's what caused his despondency. כי אם אין לאדם בדור מישהו הרואה ונכוחה, if a person doesn't have at least one person in that generation that sees him נכוחה, אינו יכול לחיות, he can't live. שחבריי רואים או יישא נכוחה ממש, that my friends see me ממש in front. זהו החיים שלי, it's my life, וזהו גם החיים שלהם, that's their life. Oy chavusa oy misusa. That's a deep meaning of chavusa oy misusa. Hu asher heivenu bischelas apek shleishes apisukim shekasu bayim v'chai. We bought three psukim where the Torah says v'chai. Uvishleishtam loimdim chiyuv al chaviram lachayisid. All three of the common denominator that they impose an obligation on the person towards another lachayisid to give him life. Because that's what life opposite another Jew obligates. Zeh yesod kol mitzvos ben adam lachaviro. It's the foundation of all mitzvos between people. Mikan achiyuv liikanes lematzavo shel chaviro b'simchas uveevloi b'tzaru v'kishloni. It's from here, this idea of vachai, of eternal life, that's the source for the obligation to step into the shoes of the other fellow in his joy and in his mourning, in his pain and in his failures. Ein kan hishtatfus milulis b'tzarim. We're not talking about conveying words. Zeh rak derech eretz goyim. That's a gentle form of etiquette. I mean, we share in your pain or da-da-da, send a card. Rak hayored le'oimek evlo v'tzarim mamash. It's only somebody who steps into his shoes, into the depth of his mourning and pain. V'rak hayored le'oimek simchasoy mamash. Only one who steps mamash into the depth of his joy. Hu ro'ein echocha. He sees in front of him. Admoyer erich binan shloshes chavei Iyoiv. Rabbi Yerucham spoke at length about the three friends of Iyoiv, mentioned all the time in the book. Shergishu miyad v'tzarei shel Iyoiv. They sensed immediately Iyoiv's distress. Uva miyad l'mechamoy. They came immediately to console him. Av shei rechokim imenu gimel ma'is parsa. They were not in the neighborhood. They were very, very far. V'u mevaer ze mitzad ichud ha'nefashes. He explains it from a concept, perspective of the concept called ichud ha'nefashes, the unity of all souls. Ultimately, all nefeshes have one source. They start off as one nefesh. In that type of unity, there's no spatial separation. One could find all sorts of analogies in physics to this. But there's no spatial differentiation when all the nefeshes have one source. Ayen bedas chokhma musar, chelek beis, mama alef uveis. That's how he explained it. Here I'm explaining it from a slightly different perspective of the definition of life itself. The actual definition, the reality of Torah life is this idea of right in front of. Just like we said, that there's a concept of noichach pnei Hashem, of shivis Hashem negdi tamid. Kach omed noichach pnei atzelem elokim. So too, we are required to stand in front of the Tzelem Elokim. So we had Nechach HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Nechach Chaviroi. Now, V'gam L'Tera Yesh L'Geshes Nechach, the third concept, approaching the Torah in the sense, V'zoi HaChayus B'Ezek Torah, that's what gives life in involvement in Torah. V'yedaber Hashem El Meshe Ponim El Ponim. He spoke to him face to face. Omar Rabbi Yechanon Amar Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe. Moshe, Ani V'ata Nasbir Ponim B'Halacha. Hashem says to Moshe, you and I, this is untranslatable. Nasbir panim usually means to show a friendly face to another person. But here, clearly, it means slightly different. You and I will develop Torah face to face. Some say that Hashem said to Moshe, Keshem shani esbati lecha ponim, just like I showed you a favorable face, kachata hasbir panim leIsrael. You too should show a favorable face to Israel, go back your tent, take it back. In Brachos Daf Samech Gimel. Ponim el ponim, that phrase in the Gemara, Zoy Madrigas Neichach Bemadaga Elyona. It's this level that we speak about of Neichach on a supreme level. Umvarim Chazal Kan Shezoy Esa Hasbaras Ponim Bahalacha. The development of Halacha together. Benitzava Meshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom Lehasbir Ponim Gam L'Yisrael Be'ofen Zeh. He was taught, that's Ikad Amri, to show a friendly face to Israel in this manner. That's how the relationship between a Talmid and a Rav has to be. Ad Shoma Rebbe, to the point where Rebbe could say, Ruvin Dafid Gimel, Haide Mechadadna Mechavrei, the reason I'm sharper than my colleagues is the Chazisele Rabbi Meir Mechoy, because I'm merited to see Rabbi Meir from behind. Ve'ilu Chaziseh Mechameh, at a sitting from the front, Hava Mechadadna Tfei, I would have been even sharper still. Keshelamadeti lefanav yashavti b'shavat l'harav, Rashi says, I sat behind him, in the row behind him. הפנים ברוחניות תמיד בעומק. In רוחניות פנים always connotes depth. מי שעומד על אמס לאמיתה של תורה, person is attains a true point in תורה, הוא ניגש אליה לנוכח. It can be said about him that he approached it לנוכח, פנים על פנים, face to face. ויש, and we have the opposite, מגלה פנים לתורה שלו כהלכה. Statement in פרקי אבות, פרק ג' and elsewhere, of course, very interesting expression, מגלה פנים. Normally we translate it, he reveals facets. Even in English, facets is related to faces. He reveals facets of the Torah שלו כהלכה, שאף על פי שיש בידי תורה ומעשים טובים, אין לו חלק בעולם הבא. הרי גם לגבי התורה הקדושה, תתכן הסעלמוס ומלומדה. Even with respect to the Torah, there's this possibility of turning one's face, ignoring, changing, and doing things mechanically. ובוודאי גם שטחיוס ונגיעה עצמיס המעקב הסבנה ישרה. And certainly it's possible to do things superficially and to approach a sugya with certain preconceived ideas and biases which distort true understanding. ואין כך לא נוכח ולא יחיס. Under such conditions there's no נוכח and there's no life. עד כאן.